I'm so grateful to be able to have been the witch in this story, Room on a Broom. I relate so well to her with my love of animals, I kind of feel like I was typecast for this role. But I feel so grateful to all of you and how I feel welcomed at the fellowship here. I remember arriving at our old Fox Valley Unitarian Fellowship in 1991, and it was a quirky and welcoming building. In fact, it was the old Moose Lodge on Superior Street in Appleton. It looked like an old silver and white two-story house set on a residential neighborhood. I was greeted at the top of the stairs by two smiling and welcoming individuals. They were lovely people. And upon entering, the back of the sanctuary had coffee mugs hanging on the wall, and and the beautiful artwork completed by members of the fellowship. And the original wooden floors squeaked when you walked on them. It was a warm and welcoming environment, unless you could not use stairs. You see, the entrance to the building had steep steps to go up, and if you wanted to use the restroom, you had to navigate down steep basement steps to the religious education area. It was welcoming, but with restrictions. The concept of welcome to all is all about warm, friendly people to offer greeting and guidance, but it also includes a comfortable environment with facilities that are accessible for all. Our beautiful current building has an accessible curb, a flat entrance, a power assist door. We offer restrooms that accommodate everyone. Our sanctuary is wide open and the seating is movable, and we have a hearing loop system for those with limited hearing. We have a wonderful team of warm and welcoming people to greet and direct our visitors. Welcoming also includes our mission, our policies, our programs and services to support our members and friends of the fellowship. We offer numerous programs, small groups, services to support people through their lifespan. And we are always striving to improve our actions in the community and the wider world. Our leaders and groups are studying the ways that our embedded white supremacy culture keeps some folks away. We continue to work to welcome neurodiversity and always can improve our welcome of folks with a range of educational and socioeconomic backgrounds. We are doing well, but we can always do better. The first two words of our mission statement are, "We welcome everyone." I hope we can continue to embrace the story from living with Room on a Broom, our story today, in our fellowship home.
So as Suzanne mentioned, our fellowship mission statement begins with the words, "We welcome everyone." We believe that a warm welcome to everyone who comes through our doors is a really important part of who we are as a people. And I love this story, Room on the Broom, because the witch exhibits the spirit of who we want to be. Is there room on the broom for me? And what does she say? Yes. She says yes over and over again. I want to be like her. But there are two things about saying yes that our witch finds out in this second half of the story. One is that her broom was not sufficient for herself and all her new friends. Not only was it not big and strong enough, it didn't have the kinds of accessibility that the different animals might need. My question is, how did the frog even stay on that broom in the first place? Did it hang on with its sticky toes? And the dog, I'm just trying to imagine how tricky it was for the dog to balance on a broom with only paws. Sometimes when we say, welcome, welcome, we forget that our welcome needs to come with support. Like Suzanne mentioned, we need to be able to truly welcome the people who come here through wheelchair accessibility, bathrooms for everyone, including bathrooms for all genders, hearing assistance, large print orders of service, and more. This month, we have been focusing on healing our bodies. We're continually working to improve and be more welcoming to people with all different kinds of bodies, brains, and life experiences. The other thing that our witch learned when she said yes to all of those animals was that it wasn't a one-way welcome. Often when we welcome people, we welcome them. It's one direction. But a true welcome has two directions. It acknowledges that we can do our best to be welcoming to newcomers to this place, but that we should always expect that they would bring their own challenges, their own gifts and talents and knowledge with them, and that we should expect to be changed by our welcome of them. That the welcome begins with one direction, the yes, but it doesn't take long for people to feel some ownership and some commitment, especially if they feel like they're a part of what's happening. The witch, through her welcome, created a little broom community. And those animals, they didn't just run off when things got tough. They pitched in. They supported each other. They saved that witch. They did not sit back and wait for the witch to be the only one saying yes. They did what they could do when they could do it. This is what true community looks like. It looks like welcoming people in over and over and over, and that those people who were welcomed soon become the community itself, constantly being recreated and allowing itself to welcome newcomers yet again. In the final scene of the story, where the witch creates that truly magnificent broom with the help of the animals and all the objects that they provided, that new broom has all the things that are needed to help the animals be a connected part of the broom community. A nest for the bird, a pool for the frog, seats for the witch and the cat and the dog. But I can imagine that if you liked the old traditional broom, you might feel a little miffed by this new broom, this new fangled broom. You might say, what was wrong with the old broom? I could sit on it just fine. But imagine now the possibilities that this new broom can provide to its community. It will be able to meet the needs of its members and friends. And there's possibilities for even new folks to join in, to continue saying yes to others as they join in the future. May we as a community do likewise.